and like a finely tuned Swiss watch, straight up at 8 o'clock, the mayor is on the phone with us. We welcome, as we do each and every Thursday morning, Mayor Bob Whalen to talk to us about all things Laguna. Good morning, Mayor Whalen. How are you today?
Good morning, Ed. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. And you are very much like a finely tuned watch, man. You say 8 o'clock and it's 8 o'clock for you.
Well, the good news is I keep on ticking, right?
Yeah, you're a solid Timex. That's what it is. How was your Christmas? How was the past holiday vacation for you?
It was great. We had some family around and friends in. We had a nice open house Friday, I guess, before Christmas, and got to see some friends and neighbors. So did some local shopping, of course, downtown, which was fun.
Right.
So it was great. Really good.
Excellent. Excellent. And I'm curious, you have young grandchildren. Do they know what Grandpa does? Do they know that Grandpa's the mayor? And do they understand exactly the responsibilities that you hold?
I think they hear that Grandpa's mayor. I don't know if they fully understand it, but we do talk about it with them. We've got a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, you know, a 3-year-old who I don't think understands, and a 2-year-old who I'm sure doesn't understand. But, you know, they hear the table conversation. So, okay. It's fun.
All right. So it's at some point we can expect all of them to be up at public comment, right? Hey, where's that stop sign I asked for? I want to start with a couple of things that are really great news, actually. And you just let me in on something just now. We just closed on St. Catharines. Is that correct?
Yesterday afternoon, we wired the money, and we are now the proud owners of St. Catharines School. We're going to have to come up with a new name, obviously, for it. But, nearly 40,000 square feet of space down there at the school that we're going to be able to redeploy. So we are going to be working, you know, to develop a short-term plan for that and then ultimately a long-term plan as part of a overall master planning of city facilities here, because it's going to give us an opportunity to take a fresh look at everything and figure out, you know, what's the best use of all the city facilities. But that's very exciting. Yeah, it took almost, not quite, but almost 2 years of work with the diocese, and it's great to get it done.
It is a magnificent facility, and you bring up a great point that I never thought of. We are going to have to rename it. Is there something you have in mind, like, you know, the Whalen Building?
I'm sure it won't be that. But I suppose we could have we're going to have some kind of naming thought. Some people say, you know, City Hall South, but it's not really going to be City Hall South. So, you know, it's I see it more being focused on recreational and arts related, you know, activities for the community. But we'll see how it all plays out.
All right.
Yeah, that's part of it.
And I know that you're always always looking for and always open to a lot of community participation in like something like the naming of or even the use for. Can we expect to go through most of 2023 just hearing from the community as to these things, or will there be, you know, is there like a red line of when we're going to make the decisions on what the uses are and what the name might be?
Yeah, no red line on it. But we are, I think, the short term will come up with some short term uses, but I think the long term use really will unfold over 2023. We're going to just, as a council, talk about it in early, I think, at our January 24th meeting and say, okay, you know, what's the process? How do we want to proceed with this longer term discussion? So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. Congratulations on the closing of the deal yesterday. That's fantastic and great news, and I will look forward to the conversation over 2023. Some other great news, and this is financial great news, and nothing better than finding money in your pocket. We were fully reimbursed for the oil spill when we weren't expecting to be fully reimbursed for the oil spill. Is that correct?
Well, we did get a check, I think almost $300,000, and the city had submitted. Obviously, we kept track of all our costs throughout the process and submitted, and we were paid 100 cents on the dollar of our claim. So that was terrific, and you know, kudos to staff for pushing that through.
Right, good job. Yeah, great job doing that. And normally, what were we expecting? Do you get 50%, 75%? Because getting 100%, I imagine, is great.
Yeah, no, it is great. It seems as though, some of the entities were engaged in litigation with Amplify, and then they paid them out a few months ago. And I guess, for maybe some of the smaller claims, we weren't the biggest claim. Obviously, Huntington Beach, was much more substantial than the County of Orange. Maybe they just decided, it's not worth, fighting it. These are legitimate costs, and we're going to pay them. So,
excellent.
Good for us. It was great.
Yeah. And I think my next question is, a few weeks back or maybe even a month back when we had the storms, we had some oil balls that were washing up on shore, and what we thought were oil balls that had been stuck in the sand from that spill. If that happens again, will they cover that cost? Or are we going to ask them for that cost, or are we on the hook for that?
Well, I don't exactly know. I mean, I think we could, if the costs are significant, if we have, we certainly would go back to them. Although, you got to develop causation. There is some natural seepage out there in the ocean that occurs.
Right.
I remember when I first toured the beaches with our marine safety chief a couple of days after the spill, he said, there is natural seepage, so you can't say every bit of oil you see out there is due to the oil spill. But
right.
Yeah, I mean, if it gets significant, we obviously would, start tracking it again and go back to them if we needed to.
Right. You had a busy 2022, and let's talk about the oil spill and the ramifications. We had a fire in Emerald. We had the fire that really wasn't in Laguna Beach, but we were active in helping the community of Laguna Niguel. As you look forward to 2023, what are our priorities? I know fire mitigation has got to be top of your list. What are 2 and 3 and 4 maybe?
Well, we've got, I think we've got several. January 10th, we're going to come back with a pretty comprehensive report from the parking subcommittee that's myself and Mayor Sue Kemp and Mayor Pro Tem Sue Kemp. And we've spent 10, 11 months now working on that. It lays out a whole range of alternatives, kind of like the fire mitigation plan did. And we'll see what council wants to move forward with on that. But that's a big one. We've never really taken a comprehensive look at parking and alternatives. And this goes from north to south. This starts at the north end of the city and goes to the south and lays out some possibilities for the council to look at.
Excellent.
So I think that's, I think that's a big one. We're going to have a strategic planning meeting the end of January, and we're here, what everybody else wants to work on Laguna Canyon Road, entering the environmental phase. I think I mentioned previously that's going to be a big one. There's probably $4 to $5 million cost to, get through the design phase of the road, which of course is close to my heart.
Right.
I'm excited at the end of January. You might remember, Ed, last year we put aside $450,000 to update the city's climate action plan that really hasn't been updated in a significant way since 2009.
Right.
So we're going to, and we've got a consultant proposal coming back to us to see if the council awards that contract at the end of January. I think we've got, a number of us on the council I know are interested in housing. So we're going to have a discussion about housing, our housing element, I think at our January 24th meeting, and we'll see what that, and whether that leads to any, activities. And then of course we're taking over the city beaches March 1st, so we've got to make sure that goes well. So we've got a number of things that we're going to work on, and then I think our strategic planning meeting at the end of the month will really kind of bring into focus the priority list that everybody wants to create for 2023. So it's exciting.
All right. It sounds like you got your buttons pushed and ready to go. And I know you're eager for 2023. 2023 is also going to be the 30-year observation since we had the devastating Laguna fire. Are you planning anything? Any observation? Anything to prevent anything like that from happening again, that we can make the new generation, maybe those that didn't live here then or weren't around then, any observations?
You know, I view it as an educational opportunity, and because, like you say, a lot of people didn't live in town now. But you know, I think we could look to use that as an opportunity to say, here's the history of the fire, here's the evidence of the the impact it had, and here's why more than ever now we have to be vigilant about our fire mitigation and our fire safety. So. Yeah, I could see putting together something like that in October. End of October was the fire. So, 30 years, hard to believe, but that's what we're coming up to.
It really is. So here on the Mornings with Ed show, I'm planning to do a month-long educational process. I'd love for you to take part in it. I'd love for you to be involved in it in some way, since you do have your finger on that button for us.
Yeah, I would love to do that, Ed. As always, you're thinking ahead for the community and, trying to do great things there at the station in terms of not just the music, but, the education, right? Yeah. Teaching us what we guiding us to what we should be thinking about as a community. So, sign me up. I'll do that.
I appreciate that, and you honor me, sir. Thank you very much. Let's talk about the applications that we're still waiting on for these various committees, parking, traffic, circulation, various committees. Are you still looking for people to, are you still looking for applicants?
We always are. The February 7th meeting is devoted to the appointment process to our committees. So we, applications are still open. They can be submitted with our city clerk, and any questions our city clerk can answer for you. But that's where you get the application, also available online. We've got a number of committees, the design review board, parking, traffic and circulation. Our housing and human services committee has at least one opening since Alex Renargi, who was on that committee, is now on the council. And, our design review board. So, I really encourage people to submit. We always get fantastic applicants. And it completely astounds me every time I see the qualifications of the people who put their names in. But I know with the holidays, maybe people haven't had a chance to get to it yet. But, once the new year turns, please get your applications in. And we look forward to February 7th.
Thank you. And I'll keep barking it out for you until we're all full and we have plenty of applicants. Mayor Whalen, what are your plans for the new year? Are you a ring in the new year at midnight? I go to sleep at like 8:30. I never make midnight. I'm done by 9 o'clock.
We occasionally make midnight. Sometimes, sometimes 11:30. No, we're just going to be home. No huge plans. Just taking it easy, and wish everybody a happy new year and happy and safe new year, and look forward to really looking forward to 2023.
Yeah, likewise here. So a happy and safe new year to you and Kirsten and the rest of the family, and I'll look forward to speaking with you each and every Thursday during 2023, and I know our listeners will look forward to it as well. Thank you again, Mayor Whalen.
Thanks, Ed. Take care. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you as well. 8:14 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed show.